You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to another evening walk down the Lal Street, the second one of the new year. But I bear terrible news. Sensex cracked over 360 points, Nifty was just below 10,800, and mid-caps declined. These were among the big headlines emerging out of the Lal Street. All this and more coming on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Weak global cues, dip in GST collections and fall in auto stocks weighed on equities on Wednesday. Though indices ended off low points, the closing levels reflected a day of negative trade. A depreciating rupee also added to the woes of investors. The currency breached 70 per US dollar and fell around 1%. The day began on a lower note as weak handover from Asian markets dragged indices even lower. Apart from that, tumble in auto stocks too added to the selling pressure. Weakness was visible among automobiles, banks, energy, metals and pharmaceuticals. The Nifty Midcap Index too fell over 1%. During the trade. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 363.05 points or 1% at 35,891.52, while the Nifty was down 117.6 points or 1.08% to close at 10,792.5. The market breadth was negative as 941 shares advanced against a decline of 1,577 shares, which declined, while 169 shares remained unchanged. Sun Pharma and TCS were the top gainers today, while Vedanta, Mahindra & Mahindra, Eicher Motors and JSW Steel lost the most. As usual, a quick look at some stocks that made the news today. Shares of NMDC gained nearly 1% as the board will consider buyback of shares. Shares of JSW Steel and Tata Steel slipped 4-5% after brokerage house CLSA downgraded the stocks to sell. Shares of Eicher Motors slipped as much as 9%, making it one of the top losers on the Nifty pack after the company reported weak motorcycle numbers for the month of December 2018. Commercial vehicle makers Tata Motors and Ashok Leyland shares dripped around 2% after reporting dismal performance in December sales. Vedanta shares slipped 4% after the Tamil Nadu government moved the Supreme Court against the order of the National Green Tribunal allowing reopening of Sterlite's Tuticorin unit. And finally, NCC shares rallied 1% after the company received 4 new orders totaling 2,890 crore rupees in December 2018. A quick tour around the world now. Shares in Asia were mostly lower. South Korea's Kospi slipped 1.52% to close at 2010. European shares fell as negative sentiment took over. The pan-European Stoxx 600 fell more than 1% in morning trade, with all sectors and major buses in the red. Basic resources stocks were the worst performers, with the sector down almost 2.6% on the back of weak Chinese manufacturing data. Well, our promise of giving you a wrap-up of all the big events of the Lal Street and the rest of the world in under 4 minutes continues well into 2019 as well. Here is hoping that was everything you wanted to know about what transpired in the markets. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down the Lal Street. And there are plenty of other podcasts for you to catch up on as well, including what the new norms that the government has set about FDI and how it impacts Flipkart and Amazon and, most importantly, you, the customer. So there's all that to listen to as well. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to Money Control. To be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.